Thee, Sir, by M. Bride. Love held me close so many years, I never did without. That lifetime habit does not stop when ere one's love departs. Then one did steal into my life, whose captive I would be. But he's not broken will or heart, my love will still take wing. But God has shown me something that this circumstance conveyed, that if I love, and when I love, 'twill be on spiritual plane. And now I find thee, friend, who filled that screaming void so well. But love cannot, for time does interfere with reality. So off with thee, be diligent, find love, fulfill thy need. Do not let time take that away, may God so work in thee. How then did I feel more for thee than friendship thou didst offer? Do friends evoke such love, such joy, sweet tenderness, desire? I think not, sir, and thou, I know, art all one e'er could want, with close connection of our souls, thy faith, thy constancy. Friends do not seize the heart, as thou hast done so well with mine. One simply finds friends there to call, whenever need may be. I crave thy sweet attendance, sir. My want is unassuaged. The longing in my spirit is so far beyond the pale. E'en though our hearts be pleached as one, our souls so intertwined, I cannot keep thee from thy goal, nor play the albatross. There's risk of losing friendship given by wishing for too much. I tell thee here and now, dear friend, thoughts hidden deep within. And when 'tis said, 'tis o'er, 'tis done, our paths perhaps must change. Thy spoken goal goes far beyond the selfish one I seek. I've sought the counsel of my God, my Jesus, Savior, friend, and he has shown that I may love whomever but in him. And so I hereby christen thee my shining knight for aye, thus guarantee that I not err, my heart be hid in thee. Alas, I cannot live a lie, nor quell the feeling there. This once I speak, my heart cries out, I dearly love thee, sir.